You mentioned that you would use chemotherapy in a biologic. I was mentioning that the NSABP study is looking at FOLFOX bevacizumab. Is that usually what you use or some other?
That would be generally what I tend to use.
One of the things that's interesting about, again, getting back to the biologics, which is a pretty new thing in colon cancer, maybe what, 4 or 5 years, it really been out there, is this question of, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of what happens with prostate cancer, that these men end up on androgen deprivation for life. When I don't know whether we know whether it helps or not, but this question of biologic therapy and whether it's a different paradigm than chemo and how long you use it. And there was some intriguing data last year presented that suggests that with bevacizumab, maybe even if you continued it after the patient progressed, there was some benefit. What did you think about that?
Well, I thought that that was provocative data, but I think it really needs to be confirmed in a prospective trial. And there is a prospective trial underway, the IBET trial,
right,
that's active through the intergroup. So hopefully we can answer that question. From a theoretical point of view, since bevacizumab targets cells that are not a moving target, they aren't constantly mutating because they're vascular cells, not tumor cells, it makes some teleologic sense that you wouldn't necessarily get drug resistance to Avastin over time. But I think the proof is in the prospective trial.
It's been interesting to see this evolve because I guess the first major report of bevacizumab was only, what, about 2003.
Right.
And after that, it took a little while to get approved, and then docs started using it and all. But there's been all this debate, and again, all these different tumors, you're talking about it, about how it actually works. What exactly is the mechanism of action? You were talking about its target.
There's some very elegant pictures of neovascular blood vessels becoming different in appearance and different in physiology after treatment with Avastin, so that you get a pruning effect of the vessels. The vessels become less kinky and less leaky and appear more like normal vessels. There have been studies that show that the intercellular pressure reduces, and the suggestion is that that allows chemotherapy to diffuse into the tumor more efficiently when you don't have high interstitial pressure that's making it an upstream event to try and get chemo into the tumor. These are all potential mechanisms that help us to explain it. The bottom line is that bevacizumab works, and while we can try and explain the mechanism, the outcomes are more important than that.